Well, good evening. It's Friday, August 6th, and you're listening to The Last. This podcast is Tad Malignant, and I'm Tad Malignant, your host. And if you're wondering why this is the last episode, either this is the first time you've tuned in, or you've really not been paying attention since 2015. I have just decided that it's time to maybe put this little project of mine to bed and stop recording this podcast and taking up bandwidth. There's a lot of reasons. Primarily, it has to do with the lack of feedback of any sort from anyone. There's a Facebook page for this podcast, and very few, if any, have ever commented or liked or even indicated that they listened to the show without prompting from yours truly. So I sort of feel like, what's the point other than, you know, it's not going anywhere? That and the fact that, you know, it's where I live, you can't really introduce anything new or try to bring something in when it's pretty much hip-hop, really lousy top 40 country music, and nothing but metal on the radio, or classic rock that you can set your watch to any given week. Let's face it, corporate radio has dominated the airwaves of Great Falls, Montana, and won't let it go. Thankfully, there's a public radio station where yours truly used to do a radio show in hopes of bringing alternative and new wave and grunge and punk and from both the classics to the newest releases, which, of course, didn't really work out. And now the signs are pointing to the fact that this podcast also seems to have that same problem. It's not really working out, no matter what music I play, no matter if I offer a freebie, no matter if I, you know, point other people to other podcasts. Doesn't seem to matter, and I'm kind of feeling like it's time to say we're done. Some of you might say, well, I suppose that would make sense, given that you're podcast partner Richard Cranium passed away in December, but that really has very little to do with my reasoning or my rationale for wanting to stop doing this podcast. Sure, it hurts that he's gone, but that has nothing to do with it, because I started out this character, Tad Malignant, well before I moved back home, and well before the podcast even started. So it's not really a case of, you know, the loss of my best friend. It's more just realizing this isn't what the people want. This isn't what anybody seems to be interested in. Seems like people are more interested in talking podcasts rather than podcasts interjected with any sort of music. I have myself to blame for one aspect of it, and that's having guests show up on the show. A few people offered or were interested, and I guess I never followed through, but then again, neither did they. I guess that's because other people have lives, and quite frankly, Tad Malignant doesn't have as much of a life as he seems to pretend he does. But, you know, that's all well and good. I'm not really worried or, you know, too upset about that. And if I'm grousing and bitching a little bit, well, I think I have every fucking right to grouse and bitch about a creative project that basically, I think, has taken its last hurrah and doesn't make any sense to continue with. You might be wondering why there's no comedic chirps or musical interludes in this particular podcast, and that's because it's my fucking choice, it's my fucking podcast, and why the hell would I put in music that nobody's going to comment on and say, hey, I, you know, liked that anyway? There's no point to any of it. So this is my farewell. This is my mic drop. I do have to say that I have to thank a few people who actually made an effort to help me get this promoted. Obviously, I have to thank Podomatic for hosting the show. They've been, without question, reliable and never a problem. Never had an issue with them hosting the podcast. Also, I have to thank them for getting the podcast out onto Spotify, which I thought would maybe make people listen or get a connection a little more worldwide, but that doesn't seem to help. Recently, we were put on Amazon Music, and we had been on iTunes for a while. But that also doesn't seem to be making a whole lot of sense or gaining a whole lot of reach. And, of course, that could be, you know, my personality, my terrible sense of humor, really poor editing skills. I don't know. You can say whatever you like. I know some people like it because they said they listened to it once and never again. So with that being said, I want to give some shout-outs here to some people who were part of the podcast for the last 6 years, and it's important that they get recognized and acknowledged. First, I want to say to one of the first on-air guests that I had, the Bastard Piper, was great having him along with the same evening, Ms. Silent Majority, and both of those people know who they are, and if they are listening, I don't think the Bastard Piper is, but if Ms. Silent Majority is listening, she knows. Also, the lads over at the Drunk Leading the Blind podcast that was on Anchor FM, they gave us a couple of shout-outs, and we shared their podcast from time to time. Again, there was a project in the works that never came to fruition, and nobody's fault but our own. And, of course, for that one time in the alley, I got to thank Mandy Yance. Actually, I have to thank Mandy Yance for the one time behind the back alley pub when she participated in the only contest that Richard and I created, and she was the only person to respond. It's nice having at least one person who at least attempted to listen without prompting. So there's that. Honestly, I'm going to continue to do what I do as far as the punk radio show goes. I will listen to real punk radio, check out videos on YouTube. I'm subscribed to a couple of things at Facebook. So I'm not going to give that up or let that go. I'll still be checking that out and keeping myself up to date and listening to the stuff I like. There won't be a podcast from me in the near or possibly distant future. Just don't really see the point. I've tried to do a podcast outside of this one, and it didn't seem to produce much as either. You know, we always tried to steer away from controversy, steer away from the politics as much as we could. And, you know, that wouldn't have mattered anyway. It may have dropped our listeners from, you know, the reluctant 6 to 3. Who knows? But anyway, I really have very little to say in regards to the podcast in and of itself. It was fun to do. I enjoyed doing it. Like I said, it was a creative outlet for me, and perhaps it's maybe time to drop that and explore some other creative outlets. I don't know, might get back into playing my guitar on a more regular basis, get back into writing more so than I do already. Who knows, maybe I'll get more scholarly and academic, or maybe I'll, you know, do what Tad Malignant should do, you know, grab his scotch, hook up to his Pornhub subscription, and just make a mess in his socks. Again, if that makes you uncomfortable, no, too fucking bad. That was the point of the show, is to make you uncomfortable with some gross humor once in a while. Not that anyone cared. And I know that saying not anyone cared is a really bad thing, and I really should stop with the ranting and the bitching. So, again, this has been the Tad Malignant Podcast, or this podcast is a Tad Malignant, and I guess all I gotta say is Tad Malignant is leaving the studio. I'm out.